Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I'm reading and I'm working it. And last night we did a, I have like a little men's group thing that we do. And last night we started talking about the condemnation. Like, I can't believe how much people condemn themselves about being a sinner or about being bad. Like, you're righteous. You're righteous the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. And even if you acknowledge the fact that, hey, I messed up today, it's still framed in. It's still the frame of the whole thing is the fact that you're righteous. There's nothing you can do that can affect your standing with God. You're just as righteous as the person who has walked perfectly. You know, you can kill 100 people. You're still as righteous as the person the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. I mean, you're not going to do that, but you understand what I'm saying. We were talking about, there was a conversation that was had about like thinking bad or saying something not really proper about somebody and then going home and feeling really bad about it, which we've done. I mean, I've done a million times. In fact, I got a couple fights with my brother yesterday and really was condemning myself about it. But there's a godly grief that worketh a change in your moral position. There's that grief that comes where you move, you start to change who you are. But when I start praying to God, especially when it comes about these kind of things where you're condemning where you're condemning yourself, or maybe you talk bad, it's more that God will close the ears, like, take care of this situation because I can't. I made a mistake. Take care of this, please. And I'll work to correct it or show me the way to correct it and lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Like, it's not I'm wrong, I'm bad, I'm horrible. That's not what God wants for you. You're a son of God the moment you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. You are righteous. There is now not one condemnation against. If you go to Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, there is therefore now not one judgment against, no condemnation to them which are remaining within Christ Jesus. The moment you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are remaining within Christ Jesus. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and believeth unto righteousness. That's what righteousness is. Man, with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto safety, salvation, and preservation. Or it's salvation. That's what the law of faith is. The minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, there is therefore now not one condemnation against. For the law of life, the spiritual law of life, remaining within Christ, hath freed me from the law of sin and the state of death. That's what Christ died for, that you can live in the newness of life. And it's wild because people are taught that they're bad and they're wrong and that you need to confess all your faults before God. Christ died in order that you can live free. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage, which is servitude to the law. You are free to go where one wants. That is what Christ died for. It's okay to acknowledge it and to acknowledge maybe the wrong that you're doing, but it's godly grief that's working a change in your moral position. It's more important to just say, you know, I messed up. Help me change it. Change it. You're not a bad person. There's no not righteous, not one. There's not a single person that walks around in life that hasn't done wrong, that hasn't missed the mark. That's what sin means, missing the mark. There's not a single person. You're no different than anyone else. In fact, throughout the history of time, there's only been one man who hasn't sinned, and that's Christ Jesus. And he died in order that your sins are forgiven. We've been reconnected to God. Adam, when he transgressed against God, he lost the connection, the spiritual connection to God. By one man, sin entered into the world. By one man, Christ Jesus, it was forgiven. You've been freed from law. You've been freed from all that. Stand fast in that liberty. That's why you can think in the heavenlies. They didn't have that opportunity before there. Verse 5, or chapter 5 of Romans, verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, being set forth as righteous out from faith, which is believing specifically in what you hear, we have peace with God, or out from God, and the dividing line is our Lord Jesus Christ. The only reason why you feel bad when you do something wrong is because of God. And you've been set in a state that corresponds to God's nature, the Spirit. You are freed from that. We have peace with God now and forever. He's not marking it to your account. You are free. Stand in that liberty. Verse 2, by whom we have access through faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. That's why it's by grace. It's not by your acts. It's not by your works. It's not by how uprightly you've quote unquote walked according to law. Christ was the fulfillment of that law. He freed us from that law. Now you're a son of God, not a servant, a son of God. And that's the change of mind. That's how you renew and renovate your thoughts. You are freed from this stuff. That's why you can live joyfully in your life. You put the word on. If you're condemning yourself, you just put this word in every single time. Chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore right now not one judgment against you who remain in Christ. You got to change your mind to what the word says and live and be the person God wants you to be. You're free, man. You're free. Pray the big prayers today. Pray the small prayers. Pray him, thanking God with thanksgiving, lifting him up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, you always pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. And when you finish the prayer, you lift that prayer up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day today. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word and for those people that have worked the word before and just how much of a blessing that is. I thank you for the moments of my life. I pray for each and every one of your believers, for those who I'm surrounded by. I'm grateful for them. I pray for everybody that's listening that you take care of them and bless them. And if there's anything that I need to do, you just put that on my heart. And I thank you again for the moments of my life. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.